That actually is my next question, because that was an answer given by a number of the audience. Len Batnib, can you talk a little bit more about what we know about that agent compared to sorafenib? And if you could use both, how do you decide between them?
So it's also a multi-kinase targeting agent. It does appear to be having less in terms of toxicity than sorafenib. And as I mentioned in the non-inferiority trial, large trial, it showed that in terms of survival, it's not any worse than sorafenib, but the progression-free survival was improved. And my reading of the tolerance is also, it looks to be better. So there's a possibility that if it's available, it will start to replace some use of the sorafenib. I would like to use more of it if I have the ability to do so, because my experience with sorafenib has been, and again, the patients we treat with HCC with sorafenib are not exactly the patients we treat or were treated in the SHARP trial, for example, because we treat patients who are a bit beyond the conditions of that trial. Again, it will be interesting to see whether lenvatinib will fit better those patients who are borderline performance status, borderline Child-Pugh classification.